Hey guys, welcome to the post game.
How's it going?
Good.
Good.
You want to read some TYT lives?
As you begin to tell the story, I'm going to be like finding just a little bit.
Okay, great. So I wanted to share a story from over the weekend, and I guess I want some advice because in the past I've reacted the way that I genuinely want to react, and then there's always a few people that are like, "Aw." Like, I know that this troll is doing the wrong thing, but it's just a lonely troll, and don't target them. Just let it go, ignore them, blah, blah, blah. Like, people are always willing to defend the troll, but never willing to defend the person who's consistently and, like, relentlessly attacked for stupid things. Anyway, so I get this message from this, like, young guy, right? And all it says is, I'm just going to say it verbatim. You fucking retarded bitch, right? That's all it says. And
that's concise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't explain why he thinks I'm a fucking retarded bitch. He just, you know, wrote it. And so anytime I read anything from a troll, which is rare because I go out of my way to avoid reading comments and shit like that. But every once in a while, if I do come across it and I'm feeling particularly feisty.
Mm-hmm. Which has been known to happen.
Which is, yes, exactly. I will just spend like a few minutes to try to figure out who this person is. And so I click on his social media.
You too do that from time to time.
Oh, I do that. Okay. And so I click on his page and his first and last name is there. Where he lives is disclosed. And also, he is into music, and apparently he is in some sort of musical organization in Austin, where he lives, right? And so I was like,
in Austin,
yeah. Oh. So at first I was like, look, this guy is young. I think he's about 18, and I was like, I can go in guns blazing, but I'm not going to. I'm going to actually try to help him out and give him some advice, right? So I actually wrote back to him and I said,
wait, what was this on?
Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah. I wrote back to him and I said, it's ill-advised to use abusive language toward women while disclosing your full name and employer on social media. Just a tip from someone you think you're intellectually superior to, right? And then he responds back and he's like, oh, you don't know anything about my employer, you dumb bitch. Like, just going at it, right?
You should tweet him his LinkedIn.
And then he ends it with, says the girl who calls someone a fat fuck. And then I was like, oh, you're an Alex Jones fan, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm always really amused by people who, like Alex Jones fans, who like got so hurt because I called Alex Jones a fat fuck. Like they can't, like oh my God.
So, you know what's awesome about that really fast?
Uh-huh.
So like, so you called him that.
Right.
And they feel like it's not really accurate. But they keep repeating it over and over and over, hundreds of thousands of times per day. So Alex Jones, wherever he goes, gets to see your words echoed by his supporters.
I never thought about
everywhere
it that
he
way.
Goes, he's at least hearing fat fuck.
Yeah. And also, look, I think I've talked about this. I think I've talked about this on the post game before, but like we kind of had this not a policy, it was more, I don't know, just like this understanding among all of us that we wouldn't, you know, really get into the nitty gritty of that whole thing. I think we did get into it once during the post game.
Oh, but it's not a policy. Anyone could have.
Yeah, anybody.
Nobody wanted to.
Nobody really wanted to like give him any more attention. But mm-hmm. just understand that I am not the kind of person who goes around calling people fat. Like that's not my thing, right? And when I called him a fat fuck, like sure, he's rotund. But that wasn't
rotund fuck just doesn't have the same cachet.
What was going through my mind at that moment was not like, I'm gonna insult his weight. Like his weight wasn't even something that was registering in my mind at that moment. The only thing that registered in my mind at that moment was someone is attacking someone that I really care about, which was Cenk, right? And I want him off the stage. So what do you guys think I'm gonna do? Like stand there and have like an intellectual debate with him? Like now, Alex Jones?
No,
go for the like lowest common denominator and it's fat fuck. That's like, it just came out.
Yeah,
I don't know.
So his supporters are not the sort of people that I'm gonna reference, but theoretically, if you were sensitive about people using weight as an insult, you could not like that that is the thing people go to. That isn't even really about, it's like when people call someone gay, they're not saying that they're gay, they're just saying gay is bad, you're bad. Or they call someone like a retard or whatever. It's not that they actually care about mental, you know, handicaps or whatever. They just think of that as a bad thing. So theoretically, someone could be like, you know, I know fat people. I don't think it should be used as an insult.
Right.
Now, his supporters are not those people.
No, they're not those people.
They probably mock people's weight on a daily basis.
Exactly. And so I just want everyone to understand that I'm not the type of person who looks down at people because of their weight or the way they look. I don't care about all that. But in that moment, I kind of blacked out, to be honest with you.
Because you were just enraged.
I was enraged.
They were trespassing.
And I want to be clear about something. I am not apologetic at all for even 1 second for calling him a fat fuck. I know that there are progressives that are members and they probably don't like that I'm saying that. And they probably think are very critical of me for that reason. But I do not regret it. I do not respect him. I do not see him as an individual worthy of respect. And if I could go back in time, would I have handled it differently? Maybe. Right? Maybe I wouldn't have used the word fat, but I would have still insulted him in some way because I don't care about him. I don't respect him. I think he's a bad human being.
I don't even think you have to, like, if you're just looking at him for reasons to, like, insult him, you can just start at the hair and go on that for a while.
He's just disgusting.
He could have changed that 20 years ago if he wanted to. Why is he sticking with that Leave It to Beaver haircut?
I don't know.
Okay. Physical stuff is the 50th thing to insult him on.
Yeah.
The damage that he does by perpetrating vicious lies that like Sandy Hook wasn't real, those grieving parents are lying.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's a hell, you'll burn in hell for that. The hair is a lot lower, but it is fun when they're trespassing to hit them on that stuff too.
Yeah, so, exactly. So anyway, sorry for that tangent. Let's go back to the troll. So the troll brings that up. And so I went from not wanting to like
continue.
Not even that. Like in the past, if someone is really harassing me, and I know who they are, and I know who their family members are, or where they go to school, or who their employer is, I'll take screenshots and send it to their employer. I don't give a fuck, right? Like if you, here's the thing, you attack me once, of course I'm not gonna
go out of
my way, right? But if you're persistent, you better fucking believe I'm out for blood, right? And not literal blood, but I'm gonna share it with people close to you and show them who you really are and the type of language you use toward complete strangers. Yeah. So anyway, so then, with this guy, he kept going at it, and I was ignoring it. And he's like, oh, you don't know anything about me. No. I found out who your parents are. I found your parents' social media accounts. I took screenshots of everything you sent me. It's funny, because then he deleted all of his comments.
So he was scared of it.
Of course he was, right? But like, do you think it's wrong to send these screenshots to the family members or to the employers or whatever?
Right? I wouldn't, just because that goes beyond what I'm willing to, in terms of time, I'm not willing to go to all that.
I'm also very busy, but I don't know.
No, I know you are. And I know that you see it as like you're standing for something. It's not just like, haha. It's like you're trying to theoretically strike back for all the people who've been hurt or have driven to suicide. Like this has, the trolling kills people.
Yeah.
In practice. No, I don't think that it's wrong. I mean, look, I think that all too often, the anonymity can be a very good thing. There are reasons that anonymity on the internet is great. There are some things that are great about the internet that wouldn't be possible if not for the anonymity. But people are able to hide too much of who they are while attacking other people, I think.
Right.
I think that people are almost never held to account for what they choose to do on the internet.
I completely agree with you, which is why every once in a while, this isn't like a regular thing. I don't do this like every week or even every month. This is like something that I sporadically do. And it's because, again, the person is persistent and they think that there are no consequences for their actions. And they also think that I'm dumb. Like they think that I don't have the mental capacity to do a little bit of research and figure out who they are. I can find out anything about anyone on the internet, right? Just give me a fucking first name and I'll find out who they are. And so you think you're being cute with like, you know, the small amount of shielding you're doing with your identity? No, I will find you and I will find who your family is. And I'm not, you know,
she has a very specialized set of skills.
Yeah.
And she will, yeah.
Oh,
you're going to be taken.
If I'm at home relaxing and I come across comments like that after I've smoked some marijuana, I will fixate on that shit. I will learn more about you than any US politician. You know what I'm saying? So like, yeah, I have a little bit of a vindictive side, but it's not because I'm like out there to destroy people's lives. It's more because of the fact that I've been doing this job for over a decade and I've been confronted by these emboldened assholes who feel like there are no consequences to their actions, and sometimes they need to know what's what.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, and it's frustrating because you know, like we've been doing this for long enough. You've been doing it for twice as long as I have. That you know what these sorts of people are. Mm-hmm. It's not being a troll of this particular type and wanting to like meh at people online. It's not like every sort of person, 5% of them do that. It's very specific. There is like an age range of 13 to 24 that encapsulates 90% of all those people. They're in America, they're almost universally white, and they are universally almost all male. And so they have this period of being man, let's want to poke at people, and eventually they'll grow out of it, but they're shitty during that time, and maybe
sometimes
we can speed up
though.
Their evolution. Some
yeah,
don't, but yeah. It's a small percentage. They've done polls of like some of the subreddits, the white supremacist subreddits, the alt-right subreddits, the subreddits that back Donald Trump. And they've done demographic breakdowns, and it is like 99% white, 90% between the ages of 18 and 25 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like very often, this is conjecture, not a lot of sexual experience perhaps. And so there's some frustration that comes from that. Let's keep it real.
I get it.
It's and maybe that interaction with you and their parents getting on their case probably isn't going to help them evolve, but nothing else seems to be working.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
And also right now I'm in a particularly
stressed,
sensitive state because there are certain measures that you have to take when you are a public figure who gets death threats on a regular basis. And you
I wouldn't
want
go into
to,
details.
No, I'm not going
okay.
to. I'm not going to. But just understand that we are in like the worst position when it comes to fame and money, right? Because we have some fame, but the worst kind of fame, and we have no money. And so fame is the worst thing in the world. You guys don't even know. I only have a little tiny sliver of it, and I fucking hate it. Like, I love my job, I love what I do, I love public speaking, I love sharing the news with you guys, mm-hmm. right? I wouldn't trade it for anything, but there is a significant downside in being a public figure that I wish didn't exist.
Yeah.
And so, and it makes your life a living hell, especially if the money doesn't come along with it.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Which thus far it has not.
Yeah. Let's talk about bears.
Yeah, so I alluded to it last week, so I figured I'd let you know because I got some tweets about it. But so I was watching this Netflix movie with my girlfriend Arlene. We'd been watching the new Louis C.K. special, which was good, I thought. It's been such a great month for comedy. Dave Chappelle came out with his two new specials, and there's another one coming this year. And Louis C.K. comes out with a new Netflix special. None of the three are my favorite material from those people, but they're all solid, they're all funny. Like mm-hmm. Dave Chappelle's stuff had a couple sections where I would have edited out a little bit of it, but very funny, so great time. But then we decided to just randomly, we were scrolling, and we come across a screenshot of this movie called Backcountry. And the screenshot is this actress, Missy Peregrine, who I have kind of a gigantic crush on, and she's like really scared in the woods or something. And I was like, let's watch that. And I once went to a party. I never go to these Hollywood parties, but I once went to a party, Missy Peregrine was there. And I was gonna go talk to her, but I couldn't make myself do it.
Did she look like she was scared in the woods?
Not yet. If I'd come up to her, she might have run out of the woods. But anyway, it worked out well because Arlene's awesome. Uh-huh. Anyway, so we put on this movie, and the movie is based on a true story.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that makes it scarier. It's set in the back country. It's a Canadian movie, and it's about two hikers, a couple, that go off into the woods and get lost. And they discover that they're being stalked by a bear, that there are bears in the area. And that doesn't seem like a great horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
Bears are so much scarier than demons or dinosaurs or whatever because they're real mm-hmm. and it's based on a true story. And so there are some scenes of bear attacks that I wish that I had not seen I can't unsee them now. Bears don't give a fuck.
So let me.
Will just go through your tent.
There are things that you guys don't know about John that I'm about to tell you, okay? So John is honestly one of the smartest people I know. You're super analytical, cerebral, like you bring a lot of gravitas to stories that we do, right?
Except for the pictures of Godzilla and Gandalf, but
And you're also a big fan of logic and reason, which I like about you. But then there are certain things that go against those characteristics of yours, right? So he has this weird, like, nonsensical fear of sharks, even though
it's not nonsensical.
When was the last time you even went in the ocean? When was the last time you?
Those two things are related.
No, I know, but okay, all right.
I've been in the ocean last year.
How often do shark attacks happen? Like, you act like
they do happen. Okay, here's the thing: if I was in Kansas and afraid of sharks, it wouldn't make sense.
You are more likely to die in a scooter accident because you like scooters, right? Like the vroom vroom, like Vespa kind of scooters, right? You're way more. No, but I'm trying to make a point about that. You are more likely to die on your Vespa in Los Angeles than getting attacked by a shark. Okay,
I know, but you're misunderstanding fear.
No.
So the fear of sharks is not that I'm more likely to die from a shark than from any other thing. I got news for you. If anything's going to kill me, it's not going to be a shark. It's Pop-Tarts, because that shit will kill you.
Have you ever put butter on one, though?
I did, so, because of you.
So freaking good.
It's that dying from a Pop-Tart is one thing. Dying from a shark is horrifying. It doesn't matter how likely it is. It's if it was to happen, that's horrifying. Have you seen Deep Blue Sea? And bears are more likely to kill you because I can avoid going in the ocean. I can't avoid necessarily being on land.
John.
And it's based on a true story.
John, when was the last time you witnessed a bear in the wild?
I don't know if I've ever seen a bear.
When was the last time you were in the wild?
Okay, here's the thing.
You don't go to the wild. You are the last person to go to the wild.
Hold on then.
Okay.
I'm not afraid of bears here, even though I did a lot of research into bear attacks. And they are horrendous. Did you know that in Northern California, there are 2.5 bears per square mile? Now, that's only 2.5, but that's a lot of bear per mile from my point of view. Now, here in Southern California, they're more rare. But there's one bear per 4 square miles. That's so many bears.
Yeah.
If you were on a hill, you'd see a bear.
That's why we've got to arm our teachers on school campuses to make sure that we can shoot these bears when they enter the campus.
But here's why I'm particularly, I'm not scared here. It's just if I were to go out, it's like we have all this technology and all this power, and theoretically we have weapons and communications gear and vehicles. But once you go out into the woods and you're in your tent and you hear a bear, none of that matters. The bear, if it wants to, it can eat you. Same as with a shark. We have all this control over genetics and technology. We can go to the moon technically. But once you get out in the water, shark can eat you if it wants to. And the reason I'm worried is I can't give details, and we can't give details. But I'm supposed to take a trip later on this year. Super secret, top secret project we'll announce at some point. But it puts me bear adjacent. And not just regular bears, but the scariest bears in the world. And they do kill people. I've looked it up. And so I am worried that I'm going to go to a lot of trouble to put myself in the grasp of a bear. They're big.
You are insane. Like, your fear of bears is unbearable. Like, you're insane. And you have, it's amazing.
You don't think I have claws for alarm?
No claws for alarm. You are
such
a dork.
But what if I never get to see my honey again?
I feel like we're done here. I mean, I don't.
They're a menace. Stephen Colbert, you all thought he was joking. I think he was being honest that whole time about bears. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Apparently, I think you're going to be all right.
They said that he sees bears in his backyard all the time. They largely ignore humans, which I acknowledge is true.
Right. I don't think bears specifically go out looking to kill humans. But I don't know. I just, there's so many other things, like legitimate life-threatening elements of life to consider.
Jaguars.
Right? I have a really weird, irregular-looking mole on my arm, and I'm really worried that it might be skin cancer. Like, I noticed it during the show. Like, that's a legitimate fear, because it's based on something, like, real.
And more people die from skin cancer, but I ask you this. Would you rather have potential skin cancer or a bear in this room right now?
Probably a bear.
You're crazy. You're suicidal.
But okay.
A bear will take you right out.
First of all, skin cancer, if it's, you know, skin cancer will kill your ass. You know, like, if there's a bear.
You can deal with skin cancer. It does kill people. It does.
Here's what happens if there's a bear in the room. I will do everything I can to get the fuck out of the room, right? And then there's two other people. So hopefully one of you guys distract the bear. And I can.
We're more succulent.
Yeah, succulent.
That's true.
So anyway, look, don't get me wrong. I guess I would be a little afraid.
What the hell? Oh, no.
John's gonna have nightmares.
No!
Oh, poor pobrecito.
Do you go in the water? Do you stay out of the water? You're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
No.
Well, great.
That is hilarious.
Now I can't go anywhere.
Who did this? Who did this? That was kind of miraculous. Like, who did this quick enough to post it?
I don't know.
Is it Asher? You get it, girl. You
thanks
get
a lot.
It.
Yeah, it was Asher.
I know what I'll be dreaming.
But John, quickly, now you have a fear of bears, but you don't have a fear of sharks or being in a driverless car.
No, I do have a fear of sharks. I fear sharks more than bears. A driverless car does not have teeth and doesn't want to eat me. That is an important characteristic.
Your logic confounds me, John.
Thank you.
Anyway, John is a smart guy, I promise you guys. You guys know from all the other, you know, content that we've done.
You're crazy.
And it's okay. Like, we're humans, and humans have irrational fears all the time. So you're going to be fine.
I am
100% sure that you will not get harmed by either a bear nor a shark.
Okay, you're probably right. Yeah. The final point that I'll make, though, is now, based on the fact that on both Think Tank and TYT, I've made a big deal about bears. If I go out there and I do get eaten by a bear, you won't be able to stop talking about that for the rest of your life. I predicted my own death via bear.
I would probably feel terrible for the rest of my life, and I really hope that doesn't happen. So
if I see a bear coming,
I don't want to talk about you dying from bear attacks anymore. It's actually now making me super uncomfortable.
Okay, but, well, thank you.
But you will be fine, and I'm sure there are other people who have similar fears as yours. Everyone's going to be okay.
Okay?
All right. Just get some bear spray.
They had it in the movie.
See?
It's not enough.
Oh. That sucks.
Anyway,
but everything that happens in movies usually ends up being true. So
watch the movie.
Okay. All right, guys. Thank you for watching the post game. We will be back tomorrow with another episode, and we hope you enjoy your night. See you soon.